Chapter 18, BuyTheHole.com. Another big creative mistake we see all the time in advertising is advertising that focuses on the drill bit, not the hole. One of the oldest cliches in business school is, sell the hole, not the drill bit. Basically, it means that thousands of times a day, American consumers walk into a hardware store and buy a quarter-inch drill bit. But what do they really want? They want a quarter-inch hole. The drill bit is nothing more than the tool that delivers the desired end result. The big creative mistake so many local advertisers make is that they focus on the drill bit, their tool, and ignore the consumer's desired end result. Here are some classic examples we still see all the time. The dentist's ad showing someone poking and probing around in a patient's mouth. Nobody wants that. Nobody goes to the dentist because we enjoy the experience. We go because we want a healthy smile, or we go to get relief from pain. I don't want to see the images of someone scraping, tapping, tugging, or drilling. I crack up every time I see a laser hair removal ad that shows someone with a surgeon's mask and a face shield that looks like it came off a welder's helmet going to work on a laid-out patient who has to wear eye protection to avoid getting their retina scorched. That's not what she wants. She wants her friends to tell her she looks great. She wants her husband to show her affection like he hasn't shown her in years. That's what she wants from her laser hair removal experience. It's the auto service center that insists on showing the mechanic under the hood. It's the roofing company that feels compelled to show workers nail-gunning shingles. Those are drill bit images, not holes. Don't focus on the tools or technology. Focus on the motivation and emotion. And once you've figured out your hole, BuyTheHole.com. If you can clearly figure out your hole, what the customer is really buying, can you add a .com and buy that domain name? Let me give an example. A few years ago, one of our senior marketing consultants, Perry Kapiloff, met with a landscape company with an unusually long name. Perry uncovered that their hole, what they were really selling, was great-looking lawns. So Perry assisted them in securing the domain www.greatlookinglawns.com and built an entire campaign around their hole. He helped them buy the hole.com. Here's a different example. Say you're a local self-storage facility and you know that your real target is women who hate all of their husband's stuff cluttering the garage. What's your customer really buying? Storage? Well, I guess. But is that really what she wants? Does she really just want her garage back? Imagine a campaign targeting her with a call to action to learn more about your facility at www.givemebackmygarage.com. Remember Johnson's Baby Shampoo? What was their hole? What were they selling? Beautiful hair for kids? Nope. They were selling a shampoo that wouldn't sting if it got into the eyes of little ones. They were selling No More Tears. Guess who owns NoMoreTears.com? That's right. Johnson's Baby Shampoo bought the hole.com.